MoneyWeb now on the money.
The show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. Chatting with Meryl Peck, Old Mutual Investment Group, Head of Equity Research. Meryl, appreciate the time today. The much-anticipated Sasol production update, a lot of moving parts. So I'm going to start with a broad question. For you, what was the top sort of highlight or perhaps lowlight from the update?
Yes, thanks, Simon. As shareholders of Sasol, we have become a bit trained to anticipate updates with a bit of trepidation, unfortunately. And I think one of the highlights for this quarterly update is that majority of the numbers actually point up, whether you're talking about pricing or volumes. At its core, the fuel business in South Africa, as we know, is about turning mining coal cheaply and turning that into fuel. And over the years, Sasol has, I suppose, taken the eye off the ball of that basic step, the mining step in particular. Mm-hmm. And so it's good to see that mining productivity this quarter continues to tick up. You know, I think if you look at the averages for the year, they are a bit misleading. So the 2024 average for the full year versus 2023 on something like mining productivity, it looks a bit flat. But at the fourth quarter, it's particularly strong, getting back to that 1,000 centimeter tons per centimeter per shift metric, which they are ultimately targeting to resume 1,200. But for us, this is a sign of healthy progress.
I take your point on that. When I was looking at them, there was a sense that if we broke this into quarters rather than half years, it does seem that the quarter on quarters are improving, which bodes well for the future.
Absolutely. It's had a strong price reaction to this, perhaps just because no downward surprises, so the market can breathe a sigh of relief there. But, if you extrapolate the fourth quarter trends, then perhaps at the margin there's room to upgrade expectations. Of course, this is only half the story. We haven't seen the cost yet, but we've certainly seen volumes incrementally ticking up. And 2 years ago in 2022, management at the time had said, okay, we've implemented full co-mining at the coal operations. This has led to a spike in safety-related issues, fatalities. So first of all, we need to go back to protecting our employees and implement a safety program, which will take 2 years. I went back to my notes and it's now 2 years, so it's positive. Yeah. It's positive that we actually are seeing a quarter with no fatalities. And that coincides with better productivity, because at the end of the day, safety is a morale, a moral and a productivity issue.
Yeah. Yeah. Chemical business still struggling, and this is a global phenomenon. We're seeing it out of the global oil majors at the same time. Chemical prices are under pressure, and I mean, there's nothing Sasol can do. They're a price taker in this space. Beyond the being a price taker, is that business looking solid?
Absolutely, a price taker, commoditized business. We know that they sold half of the base chemical operation in the US, precisely because that is probably the most commoditized end of the spectrum. And, they are positioned perhaps slightly more in some of the premium chemicals. But at the end of the day, these are all commodities, and their best shot is to produce maximum volumes. So, in regions like Europe, we are seeing that they actually are producing lower volumes purely to not add to the oversupply. So clearly that market's still quite sick. However, again, I think looking at averages even here is deceiving, because on average prices are down versus last year over most of the chemical buckets. But this quarter, marginally up, so have we potentially reached that turning point? Certainly when you look at the group level pricing, it is inching up since quarter one, 2024. We have seen the bottom, but this is really a factor of global GDP.
Yeah, 100% on that. And I take your point. Perhaps we've seen a bottom, but I'm certainly not brave enough to call that. The one thing that did stand out for me, you've mentioned coal, that talk around export sales volumes up, improved operations. But the line that stood out for me: improved performance for Transnet Freight Rail, which not only gladdens the heart of Sasol, it gladdens the heart of a mining industry and an entire investment community.
Absolutely. So that line is kind of, you know, not in the headline, but it certainly did jump out at me because it's got spillover benefits outside of Transnet. We think even last year they didn't benefit from, you know, potentially all the chemicals exports that they could, and then companies like Exxaro didn't benefit from all the coal exports. So early signs of debottlenecking coming through there. That is definitely positive. And the other highlight was actually bringing on gas production from the PSA initial gas facility early. Again, we are usually accustomed to, we are generally accustomed to announcements about delays and downgrades, unfortunately. So it's, I think the theme for me from this overall result was just a sense of stabilizing, you know, with the things that management can control being operations. They cannot control the oil price, gas, or chemicals prices. They can control the stability of their operations, predictability of operations, and therefore cost, and they can control their balance sheet. So it's good to at least see one half of that equation heading in the right direction.
Yeah, 100% take your point on that. As a miner, control what you can. And that was certainly my sense from it as well. What they can do, they are doing. And that's what we expect from them. As we said, they are price takers. We'll leave it there. It's Merrill Pick, Head of Equity Research, Old Mutual Investment Group. Always appreciate the time.
The show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.